The next major stage is where magic is transitioning to mythic. Now, we call the stage red, and it's the emergence of concepts. And a concept is a symbol, but a symbol that represents an entire class of objects. So if we look at image, symbol, concept, and we look at my dog Fido, an image of Fido is I close my eyes and I picture Fido and I see an image of Fido. So it's a sign that represents something by looking like it. So I can have an image of that tree and it looks like the tree, and an image of the cloud looks like a cloud, etc. A symbol is a sign that represents something by not looking like it. It's a little bit harder. So Fido itself, the word F-I-D-O, represents my dog, but it doesn't look like my dog. So that's a symbol. And then we get to concepts, and there the word D-O-G. Now it doesn't just represent Fido. It represents all dogs. So it represents the class of all dogs. Well, that turns out to be important because that means that intentionality is starting to develop, that drive and even a certain power is starting to develop. And that is in the chakra system, for example, that would be the third chakra, the power chakra, the hara, the gut. If you do something that's really, really brave or something, you say, that was a really gutsy thing to do. And this is, again, probably dealing with that brain in the gut. And most of the developmental models will look at it as concerned with security and safety. And if a person stays somewhat attached to the stage as they grow up, then they'll see the world as a power-driven world, a dog-eat-dog world, where you have to watch out all the time for somebody taking advantage of you, or somebody who's going to screw you or hurt you or steal something from you. And so it sees the world as a very dangerous place and is driven by power. And you can find sort of any dictator is red at that stage. And they are constantly concerned with power, how to get it, how to keep it, and how to surround themselves with people that will help them keep it. Just because we mentioned magic and mythic, these turn out to be two important points, so I'll just very briefly mention them. Magic is when an individual thinks they can do a miracle on their own. So if you're at the magenta stage and you do something like a rain dance, then you think that you have the power to actually make it rain. And so when we get to red, we're starting to transfer the capacity to do miracles from ourselves to supernatural beings. And so gods and goddesses and elemental spirits come on the scene for the first time. Now, this happens in today's development as well, because the capacity to perform a miracle is transferred from me to this superhuman being. And now my job is to learn how to approach the superhuman being so as to convince them to do a miracle on my behalf. So now all I had to do is learn how to pray to this superhuman being and so on. Spiral dynamics actually calls this stage, which occurs in humans as well, power gods, because the power of red is transferred to supernatural beings.